Are you caring for a loved one with dementia? You don't have to figure this out all on your own. Welcome to Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's, the show that helps you reimagine a new relationship with your loved one, a relationship a little more free of stress and anxiety. Join host Lisa Skinner and her 30-plus years of experience as she guides you on a new path to a better relationship with those you care for. Here's Lisa.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another new episode of the Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's Show. I'm Lisa Skinner, your host. In honor of April being Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month, guess what we're talking about today? Yeah, you're right. We're talking about Parkinson's disease. So I'm going to share a lot of really insightful information about Parkinson's disease, what the symptoms are, the similarities and differences between Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. So let's get started. All right. So Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease are both considered neurological disorders that primarily affect older individuals. However, they are distinct conditions with different symptoms and underlying causes. So let's first go over Alzheimer's disease. Everybody's familiar with that one. So Alzheimer's disease is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder that primarily affects memory, thinking skills, and the ability to carry out daily activities. It is the most common cause of dementia. The hallmark of Alzheimer's disease is the formation of plaques and tangles in the brain, which lead to the death of nerve cells and the shrinkage of brain tissue over time. Some of the common symptoms of Alzheimer's disease include memory loss, confusion, difficulty with language and communication, we call that aphasia, impaired judgment, and changes in behavior and personality. There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's disease, and treatment focuses on managing the symptoms and improving quality of life. Whereas Parkinson's disease is also a neurodegenerative disorder, but it primarily affects movement. It is characterized by the progressive loss of dopamine-producing neurons in the brain. The main symptoms of Parkinson's disease include tremors, muscle rigidity, slowness of movement, and postural instability. Some individuals may also experience non-motor symptoms such as sleep disturbances, constipation, and mood disorders. Parkinson's disease is typically diagnosed based on the presence of the motor symptoms and response to medication that increases dopamine levels in the brain. While there is also no cure for Parkinson's disease, medications, surgery, and other therapies can help manage symptoms and improve quality of life for individuals with the condition. In summary, for that, Alzheimer's disease primarily affects memory and cognitive function, while Parkinson's disease primarily affects movement. They have different underlying causes and symptoms, and treatment approaches do vary for each condition. Now, one of the hallmarks of Parkinson's disease are the recurring hallucinations. That's very common with Parkinson's disease. They can occur in some individuals with Parkinson's disease, especially in the later stages of the condition, or as a side effect of certain medications used to manage the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. If someone with Parkinson's disease experiences a hallucination, here are some general guidelines on how to respond. So always stay calm. It is so important to stay calm and reassure the person experiencing the hallucination. Approach them in a gentle and non-threatening manner to avoid escalating the situation. It's really important to validate their feelings. So what that means is acknowledge the person's experience and feelings without dismissing or arguing about the hallucination. Let them know you understand they are seeing or experiencing something that may not be real to others. This is very different response to a response you would give to somebody having a hallucination with Alzheimer's disease. You join their reality. This is one exception with Parkinson's disease. You can redirect their attention, encourage the person to focus on something else, or to engage in a different activity to help distract them from their hallucination. And this can help shift their focus away from this distressing experience. Ensure their safety. If the hallucination is causing the person distress or confusion, make sure their environment is safe and free from any potential hazards. Remove any objects that could pose a safety risk. Offer emotional support to the person experiencing hallucinations and keep an eye on their well-being. Regular monitoring and communication with healthcare providers can also help ensure appropriate management of symptoms and overall care for the individual with Parkinson's disease. And most importantly, report or communicate the frequency of the hallucinations to the healthcare provider because they may need to adjust any medications that they're on. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are aware of this, and this is one of the unique aspects of Parkinson's disease. A certain percentage of people who develop Parkinson's disease will develop the dementia component along with it, and some will not. And of course, the best example that I can think of a person who's been living with Parkinson's disease for over 30 years now is Michael J. Fox. He was diagnosed with it when he was 29 years old, and now he's in his early 60s. And he has not developed the dementia component along with his Parkinson's disease. However, that still could happen later on in his disease process. I have seen many, many, many people live with Parkinson's disease with the dementia. So if a person with Parkinson's disease does develop the dementia, how are the symptoms similar to Alzheimer's disease? When a person with Parkinson's disease does develop dementia, the symptoms can overlap with those seen in Alzheimer's disease, as both conditions can affect cognitive function and their behavior. Here are some of the ways in which the symptoms of dementia and Parkinson's disease may be similar to those of Alzheimer's disease. Number one is the memory loss aspect of it. Both Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease with dementia, and by the way, the acronym for Parkinson's disease with dementia is PDD, and it's PD if they don't have the dementia, but it can lead to significant memory impairment, including difficulty remembering recent events, conversations, or information, just like Alzheimer's. Number two, they could display impaired executive function. Which refers to a set of cognitive skills that involve planning, organizing, problem solving, and maintaining attention. Individuals with dementia in both Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease may experience difficulties with these functions. The third similarity to Alzheimer's disease is with language and communication problems. People with Parkinson's disease dementia and Alzheimer's disease may have trouble finding the right words. They may have trouble following conversations or expressing themselves coherently. You can also see changes in behavior and personality, which is similar to Alzheimer's disease. In both of these conditions can lead to changes in behavior, in mood swings, in apathy, in seeing increased irritability, and other alterations in a person's personality. Number five, their spatial awareness and visual perception can become impaired. Individuals with dementia in Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease may experience difficulties with spatial awareness, visual perception, and in judging distances, which can impact their daily activities. Six, they can experience disorientation and confusion. Both conditions can cause disorientation, confusion, and difficulty recognizing familiar people, places, or objects. And they can also experience impaired judgment and decision making, just like we see with people living with Alzheimer's disease. Individuals with dementia in Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease may struggle with making sound judgments, assessing risks, and/or making decisions. So, while there are a lot of similarities in the symptoms of dementia in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease, there are also distinct differences in the progression, the underlying pathology, and treatment approaches for each condition. It is essential for healthcare providers to conduct a thorough evaluation to differentiate between the two conditions and provide appropriate care and management tailored to the individual specific needs. There are several distinct differences between Parkinson's disease dementia, PDD, and Alzheimer's disease, AD, when it comes to symptoms, underlying causes, and the disease progression. Now, these are some examples of key differences between the two conditions. So one, the underlying pathology with Parkinson's disease dementia are the Lewy bodies, which are abnormal protein deposits found in Parkinson's disease and are also present in the Parkinson's disease with dementia. However, in Alzheimer's disease, which is a separate neurodegenerative disorder, this disease is characterized by the accumulation of amyloid plaques and tau tangles in the brain, leading to the death of nerve cells and the progressive shrinking of the brain tissue. So in terms of motor symptoms with Parkinson's disease dementia, they have motor symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease, which come in the form of tremors, muscle rigidity, slowness of movement, and postural instability. On the other hand, Alzheimer's disease primarily affects memory, thinking skills, and behavior without the prominent motor symptoms that we see in Parkinson's disease. Comparing and contrasting the cognitive symptoms between the two, in Parkinson's disease, cognitive impairment often includes deficits in, again, executive function, their ability to pay attention, visuospatial abilities in addition to memory problems. With Alzheimer's disease, which is characterized by significant memory loss and impairments in language, problem solving, judgment, and overall cognitive function. Now, in terms of the disease progression, Parkinson's disease with dementia typically occurs in the later stages of the disease, with cognitive decline developing years after the onset of the motor symptoms. Whereas Alzheimer's disease, which is primarily a dementia disorder, with cognitive decline as the hallmark feature from the early stages of the disease. Parkinson's disease treatment may involve adjusting medications used to manage Parkinson's disease symptoms and addressing specific cognitive symptoms. Keep in mind that the response to treatment definitely varies among individuals. Now, in terms of Alzheimer's disease, there are specific medications approved for the treatment of symptoms in Alzheimer's disease, such as cholinesterase inhibitors and memantine, which target cognitive and behavioral symptoms associated with the condition. So that tells you a lot about the similarities and the differences between Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Now, in case you're wondering, because I sure have, why is it that some people with Parkinson's disease develop the dementia component, but others don't? So I researched this so I could share this information for you. And the explanation that I derived was that the development of dementia in Parkinson's disease is a complex and multifactorial process that can vary among individuals. Several factors can contribute to why some people with Parkinson's disease develop dementia while others do not. And here are some key factors that may influence the likelihood of developing dementia in Parkinson's disease. Number one is age. Advanced age is a significant risk factor for both Parkinson's disease and dementia. Older individuals with Parkinson's disease are more likely to develop cognitive impairment and dementia over time. Disease duration. The longer a person has had Parkinson's disease, the greater the risk of developing dementia. That's quite an interesting point. Dementia in Parkinson's disease often occurs in the later stages of the disease, although it can also present earlier in some people. This one was really kind of an eye-opening explanation. The severity of a person's motor symptoms. Individuals with more severe motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease may be at higher risk of developing dementia. Motor symptoms can affect cognitive function and contribute to the progression of cognitive decline. The underlying pathology plays a role. The presence of specific pathological changes in the brain, such as Lewy bodies, which are abnormal protein deposits, and other neurodegenerative changes may increase the risk of developing dementia in Parkinson's disease. A person's genetics can play a role in whether they develop dementia. Certain genetic variations have been associated with an increased risk of cognitive impairment with the Parkinson's disease. Coexisting conditions. The presence of other medical conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or depression can influence the risk of developing dementia in Parkinson's disease. These conditions may interact with Parkinson's disease pathology to affect cognitive function. And then lastly, the medications that people are taking. Some medications used to manage motor symptoms in Parkinson's disease may have side effects that impact cognitive function and increase the risk of developing dementia. Now, it is important to note that the development of dementia in Parkinson's disease is not inevitable. And many individuals with Parkinson's disease do not experience significant cognitive decline. So, regular monitoring, early detection of cognitive changes, appropriate management of symptoms, and individualized care can help optimize outcomes for individuals with Parkinson's disease, whether or not they develop dementia. So how common are hallucinations with Parkinson's disease? Because hallucinations are considered the hallmark of Parkinson's disease, especially in the later stages of the condition or as a side effect of certain medications used to manage the motor symptoms. While hallucinations don't seem to be extremely common in all individuals with Parkinson's disease, they are recognized as a significant non-motor symptom that can affect a subset of patients. So here are some of the key points about hallucinations with Parkinson's disease. Studies suggest that hallucinations do occur in approximately 20 to 40% of the individuals with Parkinson's disease over its course. The prevalence of hallucinations tends to increase with disease progression. And the types of hallucinations that people commonly have are visual hallucinations, which is a type of hallucination reported commonly in Parkinson's disease. And this is the type of hallucination that is typical. They may see people, animals, objects, or patterns that are not actually present. Auditory, olfactory, and tactile hallucinations can also occur, but they are less common. Factors that may increase the risk of hallucination in Parkinson's disease include older age, longer disease duration, more advanced disease stage, cognitive impairment, and certain medications such as dopamine agonists. Hallucinations can be distressing for both individuals with Parkinson's disease and, of course, their caregivers and family members. They can affect quality of life, increase caregiver burden, and may necessitate changes in treatment approaches. In terms of management of hallucinations in Parkinson's disease, that may involve adjusting medications, particularly those that can contribute to hallucinations, and optimizing treatment strategies. It is essential for healthcare providers to carefully evaluate and monitor individuals with Parkinson's disease for the presence of hallucinations. And then, of course, awareness and education is always key. Patients, caregivers, healthcare providers should be aware of the potential for hallucinations in Parkinson's disease and communicate openly about any changes in the symptoms or in the experiences. Education about hallucinations and strategies for coping with them can be very beneficial. I want to share with you some of the strategies for how should a caregiver handle a person with Parkinson's disease who is having a hallucination. I mentioned earlier, should they join their reality, which we emphasize in Alzheimer's disease, hallucinations. So when caring for a person with Parkinson's disease who is experiencing a hallucination, it is important for caregivers to respond with empathy, patience, and understanding. Here are some of the tips on just how caregivers can handle a person with Parkinson's disease who is having a hallucination. I already mentioned staying calm and be reassuring is essential. Again, validate their feelings. Acknowledge the person's experience and emotions without dismissing or arguing about the hallucination. You can respond with phrases like, "I understand that you are seeing something that feels real to you." Avoid arguing or correcting them. That does not work. It's not helpful to argue with the person about the hallucination or try to convince them that it's not real. Instead, focus on providing a sense of safety and comfort. You can always try redirecting their attention. And basically what that means or what that looks like is helping the person focus on something else or to engage in a different activity that can distract them from their hallucination. Redirecting their attention can sometimes help shift their focus away from having the distressing hallucination experience. Always ensure their safety. And basically, in general, joining the person's reality rather than trying to correct or challenge their perception of the hallucination tends to be the more supportive approach. Caregivers can provide comfort, reassurance, and practical assistance to help the person navigate through the experience of hallucinations in Parkinson's disease. Each situation is unique, just like it is in Alzheimer's disease. So it is important to adapt the caregiving approach based on the individual's needs and preferences. So hopefully that gives you some really deep insights into the world of Parkinson's disease, both with and without the dementia component, and also some really important similarities and differences between Parkinson's disease with dementia and Alzheimer's disease with dementia. So that's our episode for today. Again, April is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So I thought it would be really nice to provide you with information to increase your knowledge about Parkinson's disease. We hear a lot about it a lot in the media these days. So thanks for joining me again today. I'll be back next week with another brand new episode of the Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's show for you. And I'm Lisa Skinner, your host. Have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to having you back for next week's episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's. We hope you found something in today's episode that helps. We understand that caring for a loved one with dementia can be the challenge of a lifetime, but you don't have to do it alone. If you're ready for exclusive access to even more great content and resources, head on over to Facebook and join Lisa's Minding Dementia Support Group. We're a community of like-minded caregivers, and we're here to help.